This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Yes, indeed. Who Dat Nation. Happy game day. Steve Geller along with Jeff Nowak here on First Take. We are inside the Caesars Superdome already getting ready for that 3 o'clock kickoff, week 13 against the LA Rams. Black and gold coming off a bye week. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving holiday, folks, and hopefully we are thankful this Sunday for another Saints victory with the Riz leading the way.
Yeah, no, I was thinking this morning because as I like messed up all of my timeline and was definitely running way late and got here like 5 minutes
ago. Even though we're a later start.
Let's not worry about it. Well, but that's what screwed me up because it's been so long since we've had to do this in the Dome. I was thinking about that. Like the last time they've had a 3 o'clock start in this building was 2020.
Wow.
Because they've played 3 o'clock games,
right?
But they've been on the road. They've been whatever. The home game, technically they've had a 3 o'clock home game, but it was the game in Jacksonville. So it wasn't even in this building. And if you go back to 2020, it wasn't even really a game day in this building because the fans weren't allowed in anyway. So you really have to go back to like 2019, 2018 for a 3 o'clock game. And the funny thing, you look at it and you say, oh, the Saints don't get primetime games anymore. The 3 o'clock game is actually the highest rated slot. So those are the games that they want to put the best matchup in. And the Saints used to end up in that slot a lot. They're there this week because they're playing a West Coast team. It's not because of the ratings draw. But when you look at it and say, oh, what's the actual highest rated game of the week? It's the 3 o'clock Fox CBS window when it's the national broadcast. And the Saints have not ended up there in so long.
But they've had the 3 o'clock games, just not at home in that long. You were saying,
yeah, but
right?
they've all been like West Coast games,
sure, okay.
Which are not like they try not to force the West Coast teams to play 10 o'clock local starts. You can probably understand why. But no, it's funny, and it just like it kind of dawned on me this morning, like how long it's actually been since I've had to prepare at my house for an afternoon start like this. And I don't know, I kind of as. From a selfish perspective, I don't like it because it means I work late into the night. But from a fan perspective, I have to imagine this is a positive, you know.
Yeah, in general, for me, too, I like to get the day going, get the game kicked off at the noon start and be done with things.
You got time to get, food started.
Right, exactly. This one, though, coming off the holiday Thanksgiving weekend and the bye, I appreciate the later start just because it took me a little bit to get going at home.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's good. I'm thrilled. I'm happy about it. Let's do it.
We got obviously a big one again coming up. We could say that every week, obviously. Saints trying to win three in a row now. Mm-hmm. Can the Riz factor stay alive with Darren Rizzi leading the way? Can this team show that they still have that oomph, that energy, that bump you got when he took over as the interim head coach And anxious to see, obviously, a Rams team. You look at the rest of the schedule, one of the tougher matchups that is left for this black and gold squad.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't grade this as the most difficult matchup left on the schedule. I'd give that to the Packers, because of the atmospheric conditions that are
right,
going to
exactly.
go into that game. And the fact that the Packers are, what, 9-3 right now, 10-3?
This is right
but,
there, though.
But I rank this as Darren Rizzi's most important game in his interim coach role, in terms of when this is all said and done, the Saints are going to do a head coaching search, and he's going to want to point and say, I did this, and this is different from what had been happening. This is what you saw with me in charge that you didn't see with other people in charge, and that would be stringing wins together, right? Like, you look at the Dennis Allen era was...
Yeah, he never had a three-game win streak.
He did. He had
one.
And it was in 2022, and it was weeks 15 through 17. It included that snow game in Cleveland and then the Eagles, and then they lost to the Panthers in that terrible Week 18
Awful.
Game. That was his only three-game winning streak. His tenure was littered with two-game winning streaks, right? He, 2-0 in 2023, and they won back-to-back games against the Bears and the Colts, and then it all fell down just tragically, right? And that was the story, is every time you won two games. You know, another example is they went out to Minnesota, and then all that terribleness happened. They won games week 14, 15 last year, and then went out to L.A. and played the Rams, and it all fell down
right,
tragically.
Exactly.
This year they started out 2-0, and it was followed by a seven-game losing streak that got the head coach fired. Like, that was the story of the Dennis Allen era, is you won a couple games in a row and you could not sustain success. And what every playoff team has in common, with a few exceptions, is they're able to string wins together, right? You know what didn't happen one time during the Dennis Allen era? Four consecutive wins, right? And so this is where if you're the Saints and you're Darren Rizzi and you're trying to say, hey, this is where I put my stamp on this. We won three consecutive games, then went out to the Giants and face the most beatable team in the NFL and possibly get on a four-game winning streak. That's significant, and that's a feather in your cap. And so you have the bye week, you have the extra time, you have the rest. You're at home, right? This is a very beatable Rams team. We got Christmas music playing. This is where you can kind of point to and say, hey, I did this differently. But if you can't, then it's just more of the same. Like,
right.
If you lose this game, then the rest of the season is like, yeah, win-win-loss.
Same
That's not
Saints,
how you make
right.
the playoffs. If you don't win more than two games in a row your entire season, the most games you can win is 12. If you put a three-game losing streak in there at any point, the most games you can win is 10. Right? If you lose seven games in a row, you're pretty much shot. So you have to get on winning streaks, and that's the question today.
Looking at our LCMC Health update, LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. Out for this game, Lucas Patrick was dealing with a calf injury. He didn't practice all week. Also not practicing was Eric McCoy, but he is questionable for this matchup. And Darren Rizzi talked about the likelihood of having that center available for today's matchup against the Rams.
When I say that he's day-to-day, he's the epitome of day-to-day. We're going to take him right to the game and see if we can get him ready. If not, we'll have a plan, obviously, in place, and we'll go from there.
Also questionable for this matchup, running back Jamal Williams dealt with a groin injury. He was a full practice, at least on Friday. Also a full go all week was Tano Passanio, but he has been downgraded to out for this matchup when the Saints released some of their information for the roster yesterday. Some guys were called up in Kyle Hergel, activated from the practice squad. They've waived safety Miller Bradford, and the team also elevated wide receivers Kevin Austin Jr. and Dante Pettis to the active roster for today's game against the Rams. Obviously, we're hoping the best for Eric McCoy. I wouldn't expect him to be in this game, just playing things a little cautious with that groin injury. Obviously, he'd been dealing with that, came back post-surgery, and then re-injured things again. We don't know if it's necessarily, though, the same injury, but obviously the same type of injury that McCoy's dealing with, and kind of
same
scary,
area of the body,
scary for
right.
Saints fans to think about.
Yeah, like same ish area of the body that he had got worked on, so it's obviously a bad thing. And you had a whole bye week. That's where when I look at Eric and I say, okay, what's going to change on Sunday that wasn't there on Friday, right? Like, you had a whole bye week to kind of get this thing right, and if you couldn't do that then, I don't see how a couple extra days would make it that you could play. But they're going to drag it up right until game time. They signed Kyle Hergel, and he's a guy who, if Eric can't go, would be your backup to Shane Lemieux. I don't know if that's necessarily an indicator that they had made the decision as of Saturday, but it's definitely hedging your bets and saying he might not play, so we need him there. I think they probably would have done that regardless. But at the same time, it's a very, like, you know, doubtful view of his situation, and we'll have to see how it goes. I feel like they've played reasonably well with Shane Lemieux in there, so that helps your decision-making a little bit. Like, when he took over for Eric McCoy last week, they scored on three straight possessions. That's when you took over the game.
We like to hear that, right?
After struggling to run the ball for a majority of the third quarter. They played one of their better offensive games in Atlanta. You didn't lose that game because of the offense. You lost it because of mistakes. So we'll have to see there. Tano Pasanio is interesting because I'm pretty sure he's ready to go. And he's probably a little frustrated because it's just a numbers game right now. And, you know, we've talked about this, like, the defensive end group, knock on wood, has been remarkably healthy. I think the only one to miss a game is Peyton Turner, and he's missed one game. Everyone else has played in every game, and that's Carl Granderson, Chase Young, Cam Jordan, and Isaiah Foskey, Peyton Turner. None of those guys have missed time.
Right.
So it's like, okay, where do you put Tano Pasanio? But it does sound like he's fully recovered from that Achilles injury. He was at practice, as you mentioned, so they got 21 days to decide whether to bring him back from IR. And one of the reasons they didn't do it earlier is because when you start that window, the bye week actually counts in that 21 days. It's the opposite of IR in terms
right,
of
okay.
The guys on IR that want to come back have to wait four games. But when you're talking about that practice window, it includes the bye week. And so they decided to wait until after the bye week so they could stretch out that window and make it fit. Because here's the thing. Like, I just talked about, since I brought it up, I'm sure three defensive ends are going to get hurt today, right? Like, that can happen any week. And then you'll have Tano, and you'll be like, well, we definitely need him now.
Right.
So he's definitely a valuable guy to have in that room, and we'll have to see. But right now, it's just you're overflowing with defensive ends.
One thing that's not overflowing, Jeff, obviously the wide receiver room, and we didn't see Chris Olave all week in practice.
No, we did.
We did? Okay.
Well, I mean, he's not practicing. He can't practice yet.
But he was on the sideline, at least.
He was there.
Okay.
And he was not participating, obviously, but we did see him. And so I think Darren Rizzi said he's in a good place mentally.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's going to be a question. But he's out at least two more weeks before he can actually return to practice, if he does.
Gotcha. And here's Darren Rizzi's update when he was asked about Chris Olave.
He's kind of still going through that whole process, you know, which is, he's met with a bunch of people. He's got another meeting coming up here next week. He's met with some different specialists throughout the country, specialists at a lot of the players that have dealt with these types of injuries. But he's in a good place. Him and I, last couple of days, we had great conversations. He's feeling a lot better. And we just, like I said, with that kind of injury, just want to make sure you're doing the right thing by the person. And that's what we're doing. And I think we'll have a lot more information on him after next week.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Looking for more forward to getting that update on Olave. Obviously, you're worried about his future just in the NFL after dealing with multiple concussions already at a young age as he started his career here. And obviously, you'd like to have him back in this mix for the final run, but the overall health and his future, I guess, playing time is a lot more important than the now.
Yeah, I don't think you're really even talking about that right now. I think it's more just, hey, we're going to see where you're at. We're going to see where we're at. And, you know, if this thing goes a certain way over the next 2 weeks, it might not matter. Like, you're not bringing Chris Olave. He could be fully healthy and the doctors are saying go. And it's week 18 and you're out of the playoffs. You're not bringing
why?
Him back.
Yeah, what,
like, it just doesn't make sense. I think if you get to week 17, week 18, and you're there and you're, you know, playing, you control your own destiny, like, and that's still a possibility if you keep winning games, then I think the conversation becomes, okay, is he good to go? And if so, yeah, we do want him for the stretch run. So it's a tough situation, and you just want to make sure that whatever decision you make has his health as the priority. Like, I don't think that you should rush him back if it's a question just because, hey, we have a shot at the playoffs. It's going to be him. It's going to be the doctors and the team doing what's right by him. But it is good to see him back with the team in terms of, you know, just being involved and being around the team. He's going to play football again. I don't think that, you know, obviously it's scary to get all those concussions. But as long as if he wants to play football again, he'll play football again. And when he does come back, you're going to have to think about, okay, what can we do differently to prevent all of these head injuries, obviously, because a couple more, and yeah, you are probably talking about career ending, and you're going to put him in the same bucket as a Tua Tagovailoa, and are you going to start wearing a guardian cap, that sort of thing. But those are conversations that we had way down the road.
Looking at this matchup today, the Rams, not a 500 team, they're 5-6 on the year. They just had a bad loss last Sunday night football against the Philadelphia Eagles, where we saw Saquon Barkley do his bidding against them. He had his way against that defense. Hopefully the Saints run game of Alvin Kamara and Taysom Hill, maybe Jamal Williams, can take advantage of that too against this Rams squad.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where I feel like if you're the Saints, you see all this stuff on film. Cam Jordan kind of talked about this. It's like you see all this stuff. It's like, wow, we can take advantage of that. We can take advantage of that. But then the Rams are looking at it like, well, we can't let that happen again.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
So you're going to get the motivated version of the Rams that it's like got embarrassed by Saquon Barkley in the run game, and now you're going to get their best shot probably, and they might change some things up to maybe try to take away the run game. But, you know, we talked to Greg Beecham from the Associated Press this week, and what he pointed to that's been the biggest issue is their linebackers, and they just don't have – quality linebacker play, and they're just getting attacked, and they've been attacked all year. And so I think if you're the Saints, that's what you're going to go after, is you're going to say, hey, can you guys step in and make a tackle? Can you guys, you know, scrape and stop these outside zone run plays that we love so much? And that's going to be the case with Alvin. It's going to be the case with QB Power, with Taysom.
Right.
And if they can't stop it, it's going to be a long day for the Rams. Now, if you're the Saints, you have to stay dedicated to it. You can't get away from it if it doesn't work right away. Because as you saw in that Rams game, like, Saquon had a solid first half, but not like a blow-up first half. It wasn't until the second half where the defensive line kind of wore down a lot of young players that he really exploded. So it is very much kind of body blows in a fight. Got to lean on him, and eventually, you know, that dam breaks, and you can take advantage of it. But it's just a question of how many touches, how much attention do you force them to have to account for Taysom Hill and Alvin Kamara?
It is game day, folks, and 11 a.m. right now here on First Take. We are trying to wake up and get ready for today's action. I don't know why. I guess coming off that Thanksgiving break, you just feel like a little more dragged to today than usual.
Oh, yeah, and coming off the bye and then Thanksgiving, it feels like we haven't watched a Saints football game in months. And, you know, you hope that the Saints come out, look like a rested team and not a rusty team. But that's always the question, the rest versus rust thing. So we'll have to see.
Yeah, I'm hoping they have more of that energy boost pre my coffee intake here than you know I have today.
Right.
Because things have been a rough start. When I hear from you, though, Saints fans, what you up to? 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Sound off what you're doing in this game day, what you expect against the L.A. Rams. Can the Saints win their third straight game after dropping 7 in a row? Is the Riz still alive with this black and gold bunch? Is it going to be a merry Rizmas? We'll be back with more of sports talk. I mean, First Take right
nice.
After this here on WWL and the Odyssey app. Be right back, folks.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.